Simin Kuf Ayin Gimel Halacha Beis. B'shana Harvias, during the fourth year of the tree's growth, Nikra Peres Net Deravai, the fruit of the trees are called Net Deravai. It's Yechon Pidyon, and they require a redemption before being eaten. Ketzat Poydar, how does one redeem them? Tol Shem Achash Nigra Kol Tzarachim, he picks them after they're fully developed. V'nait Lamat Be'a Kesef, and he takes a coin, a perishal heter, or a permitted fruit. Shavais Pruta, worth the Prut. Dov Aymer, he says, with this coin or the other fruit, I'm redeeming these netter avoy fruits. And he takes the mapea or the fruit for shaking, and he grinds them up. And he throws them into the river. And when he adds it right to Israel, he does not make a bracha on the pidyon. When the Beis HaMikdash stood, the redemption money of the netter avar produce was required to be used for purchasing food to be eaten in Yerushalayim. Since nowadays this is no longer permitted, the redemption object must be destroyed to avoid any possible misuse. Halacha Gimel, Echad Hanoitan Garinai, Anaf, whether one plants a seed or a branch of fruit, or Shark Ilan, or he uproots a mature tree, Venatim Makamacha, and he replants it elsewhere, Chayavim Arla, the next 3 years are Chayavim Arla. Although Hamak of Anaf Ilan Acha, but if one grafts a branch of one tree onto another tree, Chenamavrach, and somebody from one layers a branch, Dahinish Isagum of Arts, which is, makes a hole in the ground, Umash Acham Anfa Ilan, and he lowers the branch of a tree, bends it over, that's Mosai, but Arts, and he buries it in the ground, Rosh Yotzim Mitzad Acher, while its end protrudes from the other side. Even though he severs it from the trunk of the first tree, in chutz arts, the halacha is aim by mishum arla. There's no arla. There are some that say that do not view this a method as a form of planting. Although we do not follow this leaning opinion, as a right stroll, where we're uncertain regarding arla in general, we follow the view that the grafted and layered branch is not treated like a newly planted tree. Halacha da'al, last halacha on Simin Kuf Ayin Gimel. Ilan Shenikzas, regarding a tree that was cut down. Im Nisha Gavim Ha'aretz Tefach, if there remained a stump that rises to the height of a Tefach. Azim Ashagol Achach, then whatever grows from it afterwards, in a Chayv Arla is not Chayv in Arla. Avim Loi Nisha Tefach, but if a Tefach does not remain, Chayv Arla, then it's Chayv in Arla. Mainim Hashanim, in the latter case, we count the 3 years of Arla Mashah Zaksitza from the time of cutting down the original tree. Vilan Chenek, in the case of a tree that became partially uprooted, Venisha, Mishrasha, Mechubar, and some of its roots remained attached to the ground. Afil Rakba, Oivi, Amachet, even if the root had only the thickness of a needle, Shemaitchem, Bayabega, that's used to stretch cloth, Lach Ariga, after it's woven, Biyadu, Shiachel, Lichas, and it's certain that the tree would survive, Belita, Sefas, Afar, without any additional earth being placed on it. Upadra, anything that comes from it, therefore, is exempt from Arla. Afil, Ahisab, Afar, Harbi, even if he added a lot of Afar on top of it.